It ain't hard to worship Him and praise Him when we learn what He's like. He does love us, doesn't He? Yeah, and if He wasn't merciful and gracious, there wouldn't be none of us here today. But God has a place that He'll come to, just like He did with Herod when He said, "That's it. I'm not putting up with you no more." You want to make the king happy, Lisa? Yes. When you make him happy, what'll he do for you? Anything you ask him. That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Anything you ask. And that's what we love about God.
We definitely love that about God. In fact, I was talking to my family about it. And so one of the things that we came to the conclusion is we should not do everything right because we fear God. And I use the analogy of my daughter. I says, my daughter doesn't bake me fresh bread, raisin bread. She doesn't do it because she fears me. She does it because she loves me.
Amen.
So we all should be obeying God and doing what we should because we love Him, not because we fear Him.
Yeah.
I mean, we love Him and we fear Him in the sense of we worship Him and everything. But
yeah.
We want to get to the point where because we love Him, we're doing what's right, not because we're afraid that He's going to punish us.
Amen. But the thing about it is, if we don't obey, He will punish us. And that's the whole thing. You know, yes, I don't want to walk in fear of my daddy, but yet I am afraid of my daddy. Y'all know where I'm coming from? When you're coming up, you don't want your children, you know, to be afraid of you, but yet you do want them to be afraid of you. You know, I remember one time that we were all out when we were boys, and we were going to go out and do something one night, and several boys wanted to do something wrong, and I just told them, I said, I ain't going to go do that. And one of the other boys said, I ain't going to do it with them either, Thurman. And of course, I said, well, I'm not going to do it because I know that it would break my mother and dad's heart if I were to get caught doing this. The other one said, well, I ain't going to do it because my daddy would break. he said, I know what my daddy would do to me. If I get caught, he'd kill me. So he said, he had a fear, I'll tell you. I remember that night. I ain't going out because I know what my daddy would do. If I get caught doing it, my daddy would kill me. So he said, I'm not going. Obviously, he had the board on his backside a few times. And so he knew what daddy could do. And we need to know that our daddy, that he is capable of that kind of judgment. But like James says, we don't want to do what we do for him because we're afraid of him. We want to do what we do because we love Him. But we need that fear in the background because fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When you know who He is and what He will do, you know, you want to walk holy and obedient to His Word. Absolutely, because you love Him.
I just want to say that another description of that word for fears that I've read for us to understand today would be in awe.
Yes, absolutely. We do stand in awe of the King, don't we? Absolutely. I mean, when I think about the grace and the mercy of God, I think about some of the dumb things I've done in my life. Now, I hope none of y'all ever done any of those dumb things, but I got a feeling some of you did. Deborah's over here shaking her head. Yeah, I did them. She said, all of us did them, I know, some kind of dumb something that didn't please God. You know, we go back and think, God hates lying. I can go back and think of a few times in my life, back especially when I was a kid, younger in high school, I lied to somebody about something, I swore it was the truth. You know, anybody ever done something like that? You know, you ever lied over something, you know? And yet somebody said, well, you know, you swear it's the truth. You know it ain't the truth. But it was. You knew that if you told them the truth, you were going to get in trouble, so you wasn't about to tell them the truth. You know, so you lied. You know, so you think about how many of these sins that God hates that we've done. In fact, if I go down through there, there's probably not one single one of them I hadn't broken many times. You know? Now, you talk about a merciful God? You tell me those seven things that God detests, you ain't never broke none of them? Hey. Probably we broke every one of them. And if He wasn't merciful and kind, well, He would have killed us all already. So I'm glad He is that loving God. But when you begin to learn about Him, you sure don't want to put Him to the test. Because Ananias and Sapphira, they put Him to the test. Well, He killed them. Herod, Herod wasn't even a believer in Jesus. But did he kill him too? The Scripture says he did. He wasn't even a believer. But he was a man in authority. A man in power. He had an influence on people. And when people began to look to him as a god, God said, no. My people of Israel, you're not going to look to that guy. I put him in power. I'm God, and there is no other. Now, if you think he's God, let me show you what I can do to him. Bam! And he took him out right in front of their eyes. Sent an angel from God to strike him down with sickness, and he fell down, and the worms eat him right in front of everybody's eyes. That ought to bring fear upon the church, wouldn't you think? I mean, if there's anybody else out there going to make a speech, man, I wouldn't give them the glory, would you, Jesse? No. Because, see, God shows us all these things in His Word, what He likes and what He doesn't like. Now, how are we going to find out what pleases God and what doesn't please God? Just what we're doing here tonight, reading His Word, talking about His Word. Now, that's sin unto death. We go back to 1 John 5, 17, 16, 17. We go back over there. Now, if you see a Christian brother or sister sinning in a way that does not lead to death, you should pray and God will give that person life. Now then, in this NLT right here, I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about here. The way this is written, you see a Christian brother or sister sinning in a way that does not lead to death, or that does lead to death. If they lead to death or don't lead to death, we need to tell people. Now then, here is the secret about all this. Sin leads to death. Now then, if sin leads to death, the wages of sin is death. Paul told us that in Romans 3, didn't he? Romans 6. The wages of sin is death. Okay, so if the wages of sin is death, you've sinned the first time, just like this woman, after Cheryl heard me tell this story and everything, she told me I had to tell this story in almost every place we went because she said there's so many people living there. Well, I was down in Louisiana, and there was a woman about 65 years old in a wheelchair at one of the meetings one night. Now then, I know that sin has put her in that wheelchair. You know, it wasn't just because she was 65 years old, because a normal person at 65 is not in a wheelchair. Is that right? But only through sin can you be in a wheelchair at 40? Sure you can. Can you be there at 20? Yes, you can. But it is sin that puts you there. Now then, this woman was in a wheelchair, and after a whole week of teaching, I went over to pray for her, and I said, ma'am, I'd like to get you healed tonight and get you out of this wheelchair. And she said, well, sir, I want you to know, first of all, I've been raised a Catholic. And she said, I've never heard what I heard taught this week in this meeting. And I can assure you that was true, because very few Catholic churches teach this word about healing. Now, there's some good Catholic church about healing, but not a lot of them. But the one she was in didn't know it. And so anyway, I told her, I said, well, you need to repent of your sins. And she said, what sin? And I said, well, anything you've done that does not please God. And so as we're talking, I said, I asked her, are you married? And she said, well, I was. But she said, my husband died a few years ago. And I said, well, were you normal when he died? At about 60, I think. They'd been married, I don't know, 35, 40 years. And she said, oh, yeah, I was perfectly normal, healthy, and could do anything whenever my husband died. But she said, I said, well, how long was it before you got in this wheelchair? She said, well, within a couple of years, 2 or 3 years after he was died, I was in it pretty regular. And then finally, the last couple of years, I've been in it all the time. I said, what did you start doing different after your husband died? And she said, well, I really didn't do anything different. I said, you didn't get involved in any kind of sexual sin. Uh-oh, that hit a trigger. Here, this woman now, she had been married. Her and her husband could have sex all they wanted to. No problem, because they're married. That's a blessing from God for a woman and man that's married. But outside of wedlock, it's taboo. Is that right? God only honors the marriage bed. No other. And so people don't seem to realize that. So this woman had started running or having the meter reader as she met him and started getting friendly with him after a while, inviting him in for a cup of tea, and after a few months, they wound up in bed together. only once a month. You know, you wouldn't think that would, just a little sin of once a month would, you know, cause death. But it was slowly eating away at her body, and it put her in a wheelchair within 2 years, and then in a wheelchair permanently the last 2 years. I told her, I said, this sin is what's killing your body. This, you are committing a sin which is actually unto death. If you continue to do what you're doing, it'll kill you. But I said, since you didn't know it, if you'll ask God to forgive you, I believe with all my heart He will forgive you and heal you when I pray for you. And so she said, I sure didn't realize it was this critical. Well, how many people do you know in the church that doesn't realize it's this critical? Yeah, sure. Because we see people in the church doing it all the time. Well, this woman repented of her sins, and I prayed for her, and then I reached out to take her hand. I said, now then, would you get up and walk off? And she said, now? I said, yes. And I took her hand. She stepped out of that wheelchair, and today that woman is still walking perfectly normal. Now then, a few months ago, I called her and asked if she would give her testimony on GLC. And she told me, no, Thurman, I can't. She said, I have a family, I have grandchildren and everything, and I just can't tell this on television, what I did. I said, you know, but God was very merciful to you, and it might help your children and your grandchildren if they knew what happened. But she said, I just can't do it. Well, we didn't get to give the testimonies because we had a bad flight or a bad weather that day. As Dave remembers, we got halfway back, and the weather was so bad at GLC we couldn't go out there, so we took them back to Louisiana. But the other day they called, and she said she's changed her mind. She will do it. So she got to think. Guess who it was working on her? The Holy Ghost. Letting her know that, hey, I healed you. Now you give me the glory for what I did. And when people hear your testimony, there'll be a lot of women out there that'll stop messing around, that were messing around. When they hear you tell this yourself, it'll bring glory and honor to me. And people will stop messing around. And so she's going to go with us now when we go out there, and she's going to give that testimony. It's a powerful testimony. I mean, a powerful testimony. But you know, you got to realize, what if this was your life? What if you had been sinning with a meter reader?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.